We're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you, but the falling price of wheat's not our concern, and the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky, and while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, there'll be bidding America goodbye.
South of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is the second hour of Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, and it continues to be the 10th of December, 2011. I don't know why I almost said 2010. I'm getting really tangled up. And it's almost time to start saying 2012, so I'll really be confused in about a month or so. Anyway, we had a lot of things going on, and certainly the climate talks are just wrapping up right now, and from what I understand, they haven't been going too well. We have the German press reporting European representatives worry that climate talks in Durban could be set to collapse. They say there's no breakthrough on the horizon, and delegates remain deeply divided. That's coming out in the German press just today, actually. We have also this out of The Guardian. Durban climate change talks, false text. Diverts race to reach deal. Apparently, there was a fake negotiating text which was sent around to delegates, which confused the delegates and slowed down the process. And, we have some people working on our side, evidently, for our benefit, ladies and gentlemen. Here we see from Reuters, New Deal tabled at climate talks after rebellion. They say developing states most at risk from global warming, and once again, this is how the media words things, nobody's at risk from global warming because global warming doesn't exist, ladies and gentlemen. But anyway, they say the developing states rebelled against a proposed deal at UN climate talks on Friday, forcing host South Africa to draw up new draft documents in a bid to prevent the talks from collapsing. So we're going to talk about this and other things here with Dr. Timothy Ball. Timothy Ball, of course, many of you will remember, been a frequent guest on this show in the past, and he was a professor at the University of Winnipeg at Manitoba, the dean of students there. He served for a period of time, and he's a climatologist, and he's an expert on climate and how that affects the weather and the oceans and all that comes into play. There's a lot to it, but he's an expert on all of that, and he's somebody that Al Gore, by the way, says couldn't possibly exist, because, as most of you know, Al Gore says, hey, all the scientists all agree that we're all causing the Earth to heat up. So anyway, Dr. Tim Ball, thank you for being with us. So we'll bring you up here in just a moment after the break here. Stay with us, folks. Dr. Tim Ball coming up straight ahead here on Govern America.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
This land is your land. This land is my land. From California to the New York Island. From the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. Hey, this land was made, you and me.
Welcome back to the broadcast, Govern America. By the way, the website is www.governamerica.com. That's governamerica.com. And my email address is radio@governamerica.com. And Dr. Timothy Ball, as I said, he's a professor, or was a professor, at University of Winnipeg at Manitoba. He has a website called drtimball.com. That's drtimball.com. The link is up on our website. And I encourage you folks to go there and donate to his defense fund, because he's in the process right now of being sued, and we'll talk more in this hour about the lawsuit that he is victimized by, or at least they're trying to victimize it. But anyway, Dr. Tim Ball, thank you so much for being with us once again on Govern America.
Well, thanks for the opportunity, Darren, and good morning.
Good morning to you. These climate talks in Durban, have you been following this at all?
Yes, I have.
What are your impressions so far?
Well, it's a desperate attempt to salvage the unsalvageable, because more and more people starting to realize that what they're attempting to do is simply not necessary. And even if their goals were achieved, it would make no impact or effect on what they claim is the problem. So there's simply no way that you can justify what they're attempting to do. Durban, by the way, is part of the political process, because one of the things that they've done with this climate change issue, and started as global warming and then morphed into climate change when the when nature didn't agree with what they had predicted. Yeah, didn't cooperate. Yeah, they split it between creating the science that they needed through the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, and then pursuing the political policies necessary out of that phony science. And of course, the Durban Conference, which is the what are called the Conference of the Parties, mm-hmm. I believe it's number 17,
is
another attempt to do that. Particularly in light of the failure of the last one in Copenhagen, where the emails were leaked and undermined that, so it's a desperate struggle by people to keep something going that should simply be shut down.
You know, we hear terms, Dr. Ball, about this term called climate justice, and I guess this implies that we are being unjust to the Earth. But they've come out now with this proposal, I guess, at this Durban conference to produce an international climate court of justice. And I guess there's a proposal for a treaty which calls for a 50% CO2 emission reduction within the next 8 years. And I guess a 2 degrees Celsius drop in global temperatures. They want to have, I guess, from what I'm reading about this, they want to have a complete 100% reduction, ultimately, even maybe even greater than that. Is that even possible?
No, because, of course, it's all based on the assumption that human CO2 has caused a warming and will cause a 2-degree warming, and that by reducing the amount of human CO2 going into the atmosphere, we can counteract that. The reality is that global temperatures are already declining and have been since 2000, and of course that was the thing that made them change from talking about global warming to talking about climate change, because according to them, the CO2 levels in the atmosphere continued to increase. Mm-hmm. So this all of these terms are real giveaways. Now it is of the political arm of the climate issue, but the whole thing is based upon using climate and the environment on a larger scale to introduce controls on people's behavior and punish people for their behavior, and to create one world government and to equalize wealth. Because if you read one of the parts of the proposal in Durban, is that the rich countries, the developed countries, will pay the undeveloped countries for the damage that they've done by producing the CO2 and causing the climate change. So it's back to what it originally was, that is a transfer of wealth. And, of course, you cloak all of these things in what are actually important issues. I mean, one of the things that, if you just think about it for a minute, environment, a new paradigm that came in the 60s, absolutely necessary. And I recall talking to my students and about a meeting in Chicago about man's role in changing the face of the earth, mm-hmm. and environmental issue, environmental awareness. But there's a small group that grabbed it and took it to say, look, only we care about the environment, the rest of you don't care. But then they also linked in with this group that saw it as an opportunity for a political vehicle to control people. And, of course, that was done through the Club of Rome. And if you look at the Durban proposals, they're all extensions of the original idea, which was the Malthusian idea, the English cleric who said that the world population will outgrow the food supply. Well, of course, that turned out to be absolute nonsense. But in mm-hmm. the 70s, they took it and made it the Agenda 21, it became eventually, but the idea that human population would outgrow all resources, not just food, and that this was happening at an increasingly rapid rate because of industrialization and capitalism, which was exploitive. And so they needed a vehicle to pursue this political agenda, and they settled on the global warming issue, and that's why the focus is on CO2, because the CO2 is the byproduct of industry, and if you can say to the people, look, the byproducts of your industry is destroying the climate and ultimately the earth, then you have a vehicle, a lever to shut down that industry. So that's what's going on here, and mm-hmm. all of these nice terms like climate justice, it's like sustainable development.
Yeah,
these are lovely political terms that mean everything to everyone and nothing to anyone. And so, you know, what do you mean by climate justice? Do I demand that they stop all the hurricanes that are destroying my property in Florida? And it comes from this idea that somehow, you know, that we can control the climate.
Yeah.
And think about this, Darren. If we say, okay, we're going to reduce global temperature by 2 degrees, but global temperature is already going down, where are you headed? And I suggest people go back and look at conditions in the 17th and 18th century that George Washington had to deal with. And then you go back earlier and look at the ice ages through time and what that's done to the planet. Cooling is a much greater threat, and that's where we're headed. But these buffoons, because they've got a political agenda, are planning for warming. And it's the same thing with the geoengineering. If you don't know what's going on, you start fiddling with it, your chances of doing greater harm are very, very high.
Yeah, I want to get back to geoengineering a little bit later on. I want to revisit this issue of population, though. I don't want to get off of that too quickly, right, because I think this is really a key issue right here.
Yep.
If they can convince the people that we're overpopulated, that there are too many of us here, there's so many draconian things that could be put into place with regard to that. I mean, we have China, you know, forcing abortions and stuff. You said in your article about John Holdren, isn't he the one that said that he wanted to have forced abortions, mass sterilization, a planetary
yep.
regime with the power of life and death over American citizens? I mean, this guy's an extremist.
Well, exactly. And of course, Holdren was worked with Paul Ehrlich. And Ehrlich is the guy that produced the book that had a shattering effect back in the 70s called The Population Bomb. And it's interesting to go and it's amazing the guy has any credibility today at all. But he, you go and read his book and what he predicted, you know, that the world was going to run out of food by 2000
mm-hmm.
and England would be completely collapsed by the year 2000 and so on and so on. And of course, for science is about prediction. If your predictions are wrong, you've got to go back and look at your basic assumptions and hypothesis. But Holdren worked with Paul Ehrlich. They wrote articles together. And so they were very, very instrumental in the first attempts to say there's got to be limits to growth. And, of course, that was the title of a report that the Club of Rome came out with.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the first case of where they took population growth and applied it in a very, very simplistic computer model. And, of course, it's the computer models that supposedly give these things legitimacy when, in fact, they're absolute rubbish. But that was the first time it was done, and the limits to growth had these simple linear trends projecting into the future. And so Holdren was very, very much involved with that. Holdren also, by the way, there was a very critical event when the hockey stick came out, because the hockey stick solved a problem for them where they were saying that the 1990s was the warmest ever, and people like
me... Let's pick that up on the other side of the break with John Holdren.
Sure.
And his connection to the hockey stick. Folks, you're listening to Govern America. If you'd like to call in, by the way, you're welcome to do so. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. If you have a question about climate, science, or anything having to do with that, you're certainly welcome to call in and ask Dr. Ball. And we'll get into this about John Holdren further when we come back from the break, as well as the emails. Stay with us. We'll be back.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Again, 1-888-246-4121.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I've been waiting for something to happen, for a week or a month or a year, with the blood and the ink of the headlines and the sound of the crowd in my ear. You might ask what it takes to remember when you know that you've seen it before, where a government lies to a people and a country is drifting to war. There's a shadow on the faces of the men who sent the guns to the wars that are fought in places where their business interest runs. On the radio, talk shows, and the TV, you hear one thing again and again: how the USA stands for freedom, and we come to the aid of a friend. But who are the ones that we call our friends? These governments killing their own, or the people who finally can't take anymore, and they pick up a gun or a brick or a stone, and there are lights in the balance.
This is Government America. I'm Darren Weeks, and we're visiting with Dr. Tim Ball. He's, once again, a former university professor, University of Winnipeg, Manitoba, and he's a climatologist, and we're discussing the climate talks in Durban, as well as we're going to be getting to these 5,000 emails, this latest batch
called Climate Gate 2.0. it isn't going too well for them on the other side as far as climate is concerned. But I have a feeling that they're not going to back down. They're going ahead with a political agenda despite being exposed as the frauds that they are. But anyway, Dr. Ball, before the break, you were talking about John Holdren, which, by the way, listeners, is, for those of you that don't know, he's Obama's White House science and technology czar, and he's an environmental extremist. He wants to reduce the population. He basically, what we have here is the chicken hawk in guard of the chickens. Is that right, Dr. Ball?
Oh, yeah, it's a whole pack of foxes in there, you know, more than the chicken hawk. Holdren, with regard to the hockey stick, which was his most recent direct involvement and input into the climate issue and the whole agenda of the Club of Rome, was that the hockey stick got rid of a major problem, which was the warm period called the medieval warm period, centered around 1000 A.D. And he is in the emails. In fact, there's a reference to an email that he sent to Michael Mann, who, of course, is the producer of the hockey stick, and was the one that basically rewrote history by getting rid of the medieval warm period. The problem they had was getting rid of that, which they did with the hockey stick. But the other problem was there was a very important paper put out by Willie Soon and Sally Baliunas, and these are two solar physicists who studied the impact of sun on global climate. And they had done a survey of all the literature, over 240 articles, that showed that the medieval warm period did exist. And, of course, that article became a problem. And what they did was they attacked the article, of course, first, but then they attacked Soon and Baliunas. And the attacks were really, really nasty. I remember Sally was working with us and as an advisor, and all of a sudden we didn't hear from her, and then we found out what had happened, these attacks. And what Holdren's, the email that he sent to Mann said, look, we had a breakfast meeting, which apparently were quite common at Harvard or regular at Harvard, and he'd arranged one in which the whole meeting was devoted to attacks on Soon and Baliunas. And, I mean, just totally unprofessional because, you know, science has got to be about debate, but that's not what was going on here. And
that's the whole point about all of this.
Yeah,
These people can't prove, you know, they can't produce sound science. It's obvious because you see in these emails them conspiring really to generate or manipulate science. I mean, this is a lot more blatant, in my opinion, just from what little I've read here, than the first batch of emails. I mean, the first one is somewhat benign, I guess, unless you understand the science really well. But this is so much in your face. I mean, I think these are very, very damning.
Well, absolutely, Darren. And the first 1,000 emails that came out just prior to the Copenhagen conference and clearly designed to derail it and did a good job of it. But there were things in there that you could look at without knowing the climate science and saying, no, that's unacceptable behavior. You know, when you're getting editors fired and when you're controlling a peer review process and so on. But if you knew the climate science, then every email that was put out there told you a lot more of what they were doing with the actual science. Mm-hmm. And, of course, what they've hidden behind all the way with this is the fact that most people don't understand science, let alone climate science. And this is why so many scientists have got sucked into their story, because they don't understand climate science.
Okay, and, let's hold it right there. Yep, let's take the bottom of the hour break. We have a longer segment straight ahead. Folks, you're welcome to call in, 800-313-9443. It's 800-313-9443. We're visiting with Dr. Tim Ball. We'll be back here in a moment here on Govern America on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you concerned about the quality of your drinking water? If yes, we want to introduce you to the new ProPure stainless steel water purification system. ProPure systems available in two sizes are economical, convenient, easy to use, and provide reliable water purification just about anywhere. ProPure systems come with the latest water filter technology. The ProBlack D-domed water filter elements are the result of years of research, design, and development, and are good up to 3,000 gallons each before replacement. Easy to clean, trouble-free. The ProBlack Black D water filter elements may be the best yet. Concerned about fluoride in your water? ProPure offers add-on fluoride filters. ProPure water purification systems. Easy to assemble and are backed with free technical support and a two-year warranty. Visit us at www.propureusa.com. That's P-R-O-P-U-R-U-S-A.com. And check out our holiday special or call 1-800-544-3533 for a dealer near you. 1-800-544-3533.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Welcome back to the broadcast, Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks as we continue on here visiting with Dr. Tim Ball. Earlier, we were talking about Paul Ehrlich and his connection with John Holdren, Obama's science and technology czar. I want to share with you a quote from Paul Ehrlich, a professor of population studies. He said, quote, a massive campaign must be launched to de-develop the United States. De-development means bringing our economic system into line with the realities of ecology and the world resource situation. This is a theme that we see over and over again, and once again, that's Paul Ehrlich. This de-development, this planned de-development, and this guy is in a major, very powerful bureaucratic position, a cabinet-level position with the executive branch of the United States government. And so looking at the economy right now, looking at what they've accomplished through the World Trade Organization, and the various trade treaties, which puts the United States at a strategic disadvantage worldwide. We've lost millions and millions of jobs in this country. This is a part, I contend, of a deliberate plan of doing just this very thing. It's called sustainable development. Keep in mind, chapter
4 of Agenda 21, changing consumption patterns. Well, when they make you poorer and poorer, you can't help but change your consumption patterns, can you? Dr. Ball, I don't know where we were exactly, but well, you were addressing the emails and giving us some examples, I guess, of some of the things that were in the emails that were leaked.
Yeah, but just a comment on what you just read from Paul Ehrlich. One of the things that I think that the audience should look at, because the solution to a growing population, if you consider that a problem, and some people don't see the total population as a problem, they see, you know, population growth in some areas and not in others, but we've known for about 30 years now that the best way to limit population growth in a country is development.
That's a very good point.
Right, and it's called the demographic transition. What happens is that people have a lot of children in underdeveloped countries because the children, a lot of them die, the high mortality rate amongst the young in childbirth and so on. But the other is that those children, the ones that survive, then become your retirement plan, your pension plan. They're going to, you know, keep you in your old age. Now, of course, as the economy gets stronger and people have pension plans and so on, then the population rate starts to drop and the number of children per family drops. And in fact, a lot of the developed countries now have a serious problem that they're not producing enough children to maintain their population. Now, some of them are offsetting it with immigration. Canada, for example, we control the number of immigrants that we have coming in based upon our natural population growth within the country. And so we're creating an illusion about what's going on. Countries like Japan that don't allow any immigration are literally turning their population pyramid upside down. So you've got a massively aging population with not enough young people coming in to support that population. And countries like Italy have been paying people to have a third child. So if you really wanted to reduce the population, you'd encourage development, not oppose it, and put people back into poverty and have to go back to larger families again.
Yeah, you've made the very same point that I've made on this broadcast as well. You know, we don't have a problem with a growing population. We have a problem with a shrinking population.
Yep.
And the fact that poorer countries have a larger, quicker growing population. So basically what they're doing by promoting all this deindustrialization and de-development is going to accomplish the exact opposite of its stated intent.
Well, not only that, but, of course, you know, I think it was Shaw that said, if you rob Peter to pay Paul, you'll always have Paul's support. But it eventually, once those developed nations become poor, as is where we're headed, then they won't be able to support the developing nations. And so you don't raise the level of the poorer countries. You just pull everybody down. And it really is a dumbing down.
Well, you know, one thing I want to address, too, is the detrimental effect this has had in Africa. You talked about that in the Great Global Warming Swindle, that documentary, that excellent documentary that was put out. And can you speak to that issue of what this whole cap and trade, carbon trading situation, all these climate talks, sustainable development, the effect that it's had on holding Africa in poverty?
Yes, well, I was talking to Dick Strobel, and Dick is a world expert on soils and soil conservation and proper tillage methods, and he's in Lesotho. And he's done several contracts there, and he phoned me, made a point of phoning. I hadn't talked to him for about 3 or 4 years, and he made a point of phoning me and saying, you know, we've got to stop this interference, ecological interference, imposition of our views of ecology and environment on these countries, because it's holding them in poverty. The people that he's working with in Lesotho are saying, you know, we want to develop these techniques and improve our agricultural production. Because, of course, you see, that's the key. And as I said, you civilization is built upon a surplus food supply. Surplus food is surplus time. And then you can improve the human condition and deal with all of these issues. But if you're just barely subsistence surviving from day to day and year to year, and just to illustrate the point, they've got all this silly nonsense about what went on in Egypt as Arab Spring and so on. Mm-hmm. The reality was it was food riots. The food prices have been going through the roof. Mm-hmm. And Paul Dreesen has written a wonderful book about this called Eco-Imperialism, in which he points out that by imposing these things on these countries, we're actually causing more harm than good. And the classic one, of course, is that we banned DDT when there was never, ever any evidence that it was affecting bird shells and all the other stuff that came out of Rachel Carson. So we banned DDT, and that meant then they couldn't deal with the mosquito. And so malaria levels in Africa have soared. So that more people die from malaria because they are not allowed to use the DDT than are dying from AIDS. And so there's many, many examples. And it's almost like the classic comment that you're killing with kindness, but you're killing with ignorance because you have a political agenda, not a true science and understanding agenda. And this is the result of that.
Yeah, with regard to population, you know, it's kind of interesting that worldwide, you know, we had a caller back, I think I told you this last time we spoke. We had a caller call in one day when we were talking about smart meters, which I view to be Agenda 21 enforcement meters. I mean, very obvious. But we had a caller call in and say that try to make the argument that increased population requires increased management. And I took issue with the fact that he said that we had an increasing population. And I asked him the question. I said, how do you know we have an increased population? Have you done a head count? Well, he said he had. And you know, I fully expected him to say, no, of course not. You know, but you know, so I called him a liar. Mm-hmm. Because obviously anybody with half a brain knows you can't do a head count. The point of the matter is, my point was, and I'll get your take on this, do we have accurate statistics on population? Is it possible to really know how many people are really on the planet? Because we just had the United Nations come out, I think it was Halloween, and you know, appropriately, and try to scare people into thinking, oh, we got the 7 billionth person on the face of the earth. It'll be born on Halloween. You know, and even their own United Nations population chief said, well, you know, that's kind of murky. You know, but he's denying it. And other people have said, you know, there's no way you can really get an accurate statistic. What are your thoughts on this?
No, absolutely. And the idea of data and accurate data, and I'll talk about it specifically with the population one in just a minute, but it applies to everything. I mean, in the area of climate, virtually all of the numbers that are thrown out there are estimates. And in fact, they're now creating data using models. So they say, well, the model produces this number, and then they use that number as if it was a real number, even to the point where they're plugging the results from one computer estimate into another computer model as if it was a real number. But the idea about accurate statistics, I taught a course in political geography and looked at many of these things, and in the first week, I had the students do a couple of projects. One was I wanted them to go and find out how much oil there was in the world. And, of course, I said, you've got to work independently. I don't want you working together. And you just go and find, I don't care where you get the information. Well, of course, they all come in with different numbers. And they can't believe that. And I said, well, you know, what you got to know is that the estimates of oil reserves are based on the price. And if the price varies, the estimate of the reserve varies. So we started with that, and then we went to the population issue. Now, in the early days, this is now in the 80s, I said, I want to know what the population of Nigeria is, knowing that they would come in with numbers for anywhere from 74 million up to 152 million. Mm-hmm. And then I said, look, if you think this is a third world problem, I want you to go and tell me what the population of Thompson, Manitoba is, which is a mining community in the central part of the province of Manitoba. The numbers you get depend upon which agency are telling you, because the numbers are used for political messages or advantage. So if you're the Chamber of Commerce, you're going to have one number. And if you're a green that's saying, oh, it's overpopulated or it's destroying the boreal forest, you've got another number and so on. And the UN figures, one of the ones that I used to get them to go and look at was level of literacy in different countries. And it always amused them that Cuba listed itself as having 100% literacy. But, of course, it wanted to show that it was the best system. But you can't possibly have 100% literacy, right, because there are people that simply cannot learn to read, right, not capable of learning to read. But the UN is the source of so many of these statistics. They're provided by the individual nations, and the nations are going to provide numbers that are suitable to their political agenda. And just to finish the little point here with this, Darren,
sure.
I believe it was in 2000, maybe a bit earlier, there was a very large census. It was the first time the census cost $1 billion to do. And all of a sudden, there was a great scream about 2 years after the census was done, because they found they'd missed out 12 million people in their total. And the only reason they found that out was because the government grants that went out from Washington to regions was based upon the population. And somehow in their computer, 12 million people in the Appalachian region had got left out, so suddenly the federal grant had dropped precipitously. And yet nobody had picked up on it when they were just looking at the actual numbers. Yet that was supposedly the most sophisticated sample around. And I remember also back in the late 90s when China first did a census, that somebody estimated that the population of China increased by 17 million in the 3 months while they were doing the census.
Wow.
So you start to look at these numbers, and it just becomes laughable. And as I said, the UN is the source of it, and you don't just take them with a grain of salt. You take them with a great big lump of salt, because as I said, it's not just the numbers that are created for political reasons. They are then exploited for political reasons.
So really, all you have to do is look at what they did with the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, coming back to that issue again, because that whole thing was just a big railroading. The scientists that were involved in that process, in fact, Richard Lindzen, wasn't it Richard Lindzen? I mean, he literally had to threaten to sue. He started off being involved with that thing,
after 13 years. But John McLean out of Australia has done a marvelous analysis of that. And that was one of the things that I kept telling people, look, here's a sure sign that what's going on with the IPCC is political, because they started talking about the consensus. The consensus of scientists agree, therefore the minority must be wrong because they don't agree with the majority. Well, consensus has got nothing to do with science. It's all about politics. And consensus isn't a scientific fact. But then when John McLean started to look at the numbers, it turned out the consensus they were claiming was the 2,500 members of the IPCC. Well, you break that down, 600 of them are working on the science report, that is, what's the basis for climate change and global warming. 1,900 are looking at the impact of the results of the science report, and also looking at the policies that should be put into place based upon that first report. So only 600, but of them, approximately 13 are climate experts. And of course, the others, the remainder of them, as Lindzen pointed out, are simply bureaucrats from weather agencies that are appointed because the IPCC was set up through the World Meteorological Organization, which then gave the bureaucrats control over what was going on. So, yeah, the numbers right in the IPCC are a classic example of manipulation of numbers.
Well, you know, and we would hear more from these scientists who are like thinking, you know, thinking just like you and I, if it weren't for the fact that there's such bullying going on. You know, there's such intimidation going on. I mean, we mentioned earlier that there's a lawsuit pending right now to try to shut you up.
Yeah, and the lawsuit, the two most recent ones are by members of the IPCC, and it includes Michael Mann, the hockey stick guy. These are just two. I've had previous lawsuits, but
all right, let's
of course,
pick it up with the lawsuits on the other side of the break, okay? We're at break time already. Folks, we're visiting with Dr. Tim Ball. He was a former professor, University of Winnipeg at Manitoba, climatologist and expert on, well, what they call anthropogenic greenhouse warming. We know it doesn't really exist. But anyway, we're going to pick it up here on the other side of the break here on Govern America. And by the way, once again, I want to send you to his website, drtimball.com. There is no dot after the doctor, by the way. And donate, if you can, to his climate defense fund. He really needs the help. We'll be back here in a moment. Stay with us.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation that comes and goes. If you're not having normal bowel movements every day, you can suffer from a buildup of toxins that cause upset stomach, constipation, excess gas, or intestinal discomfort. Plus, you could be holding up to 4.5 pounds of fecal waste if you're going to the bathroom only once a day. Even more unwanted weight if you're going less often. But now there's ColonFlow. Non-prescription ColonFlow is scientifically formulated with key ingredients to help restore normal bowel function. And you're eligible to try it free for 30 days. We're looking for participants to receive a free 30-day trial, so call immediately. All-natural ColonFlow works gently with your body to eliminate toxic waste and maintain your regularity. ColonFlow is being released to the general public, and your area has been selected to try it right now for free. Call immediately to find out how to receive your free 30-day trial. Phone lines are open now.
Call 888-446-3902. That's 888-446-3902.
Covering America. I'm Darren Weeks as we continue on here with Dr. Tim Ball. And once again, I want to give out his website, drtimball.com. That's drtimball.com. There is no dot after the doctor, and it's abbreviated without the dot. drtimball.com. or you can link across from governamerica.com right now. And I encourage you to give to the Dr. Tim Ball's defense fund, ladies and gentlemen. He's fending off these attacks, these lawsuits. And Dr. Ball, I want to give you a chance to talk a little bit more about this. Folks, and I want to stress, too, what we're talking about here are not just intimidation through the legal process. There have been threats of physical violence, too, haven't there, Dr. Ball?
Yeah, and just before I'd like to flip back to things that we were talking about earlier, and
sure.
I'll get to your question in a minute, but just to remind people that there was a world conference on food in 1976, first time ever, and there was a split in that. But then the other important conference ties in our dear friend Al Gore, because Gore has been, as you know, he was a co-winner of the Nobel Prize there.
Right.
But he was the keynote speaker at the World Population Conference in Cairo in 1994. And, of course, he's now going back to that overpopulation agenda because he's smart enough to realize that climate change is failing. But, yeah, back to your question about the intimidation. I talked about what they did to Willie Soon and Sally Baliunas.
Right.
You do the consensus thing first. You say that, you know, these people are wrong because they're in the minority. And then you start the personal attacks, the ad hominem attacks. And with me, this has been going on for, almost 30 years. There are websites out there that do nothing but attack people personally, and they argued that I didn't have a PhD in climatology and that I didn't I wasn't a professor at the university as I claimed, and so on and so forth. And of course, the problem with the internet is once this stuff is out there, you really can't retract it. All you can do is just keep talking and working for the truth,
right.
and hopefully the truth will come through. But If those things fail, then the level of attacks are ramped up to the point of bringing lawsuits for defamation and so on. And one of the difficulties that I have being a Canadian citizen is that Canada does not have freedom of speech. And my particular case, not that I want to hold myself out as any paragon of virtue, but the case itself is a real reminder of why Americans have got to defend free speech. Yes, it can be abused, and if there's some nasty things that can be said and so on, but once you start trying to decide what and who can say, it is a frighteningly slippery slope. And Canada does not have freedom of speech protection.
Okay, let's take the top of the hour break,
yep.
And we'll pick it up in the next hour. And folks, it's awful quiet out there. We know you're out there. If you'd like to call in and talk to Dr. Tim Ball, certainly welcome to do so. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. This is Govern America. Hour number 3 is about to begin. Stay with us.